Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for your daily Bible verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Ten Signs of a Flourishing Church. From the New King James Version, Unapologetic Study Bible. Read by Mike Ness. Bible verse of the day, 2 Corinthians 8, 1-5. And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. Christian periodicals often run stories of praiseworthy churches, congregations which are notable for their zeal, holiness, creativity, or fruitfulness. These publications follow the biblical example, for God also honored churches in the pages of Scripture. First century Macedonia provides one inspiring and convicting instance. The Apostle Paul had been collecting funds for the impoverished members of the Mother Church in Jerusalem, whose members saw their material prospects collapse at their conversion. The Christians in Macedonia outdid themselves in response to his appeal, and Paul brought their performance to the attention of the Corinthian Christians, who needed to contribute their fair share. His description captures elements of the church at her best. Here are those features. 1. Supernatural. Their heroism was a result of God's grace, not their own fleshly effort. 2. Tempered. They had been refined in the fires of persecution. Theirs was no fair-weather Christianity, but a faith strengthened by severe trial. 3. Joyful. Happiness depends upon material or social circumstances. Happenstance does not. The latter is grounded in the sense that the Lord is doing great things and that the church is a part of it. 4. Sacrificial. Many are willing to give out of their plenty. These people gave out of their extreme poverty. 5. Generous. Given their poverty, a small offering would have been understandable. Contrary to expectations, the Macedonians were famous for their rich generosity. 6. Quote-unquote foolish. Though their actions answered to a higher wisdom, in giving beyond their ability, they seemed foolish. 7. Natural. Their generosity welled up naturally from regenerate hearts. Paul was, no doubt, wearied by his repeated appeals to the churches for funds. When he came upon a church whose members pressed support upon him entirely on their own, he was thrilled. 8. Insistent. From the text, it seems likely that Paul at first declined their support, reminding them of their own poverty. But they would have none of that. They urgently pleaded with him to take the money. 9. Worshipful. To the Macedonians, this was no prideful competition with the other churches for honor. Their giving was first to the Lord, an act of consecration, and it was from him that they took their cues. 10. Apostolic. Churches can channel their money to all sorts of secondary things, so Paul made special note of their devotion to us, namely, to the apostles' godly priorities. Few claim that all features of the early church continue today. For instance, church leaders no longer write scripture. However, all can see that the Macedonian example is replicable, even normative for the 21st century church. And just as sacrificial generosity is within reach of believers through the ages, so too is the joy that accompanies it.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.